Where you wait with good music.
Alrighty, so let's move now to the next question, which will ultimately be the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about the shiur. The shiur, whether tki and shua are one. Tki and shua, tki are one or three. Okay. So let's look at the Gemara. Start with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Dal Manav. Okay. So, the Tanya, it's Lamed Dalet Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Rosh Hashanah.
Which one? Quick Daf?
Lamed Dalet A. Okay? Well, it's 34 Amar Aleph. Okay, so it's where it says in the column, Bamidbar Yod. Okay? The Tanya. Okay.
I don't have
Bamidbar Yod in the column.
The new ones don't.
Yeah.
So how far down?
So 13 lines down, 15 lines. Bamidbar Detanya. There's a little circle. Uskatem Shua. Tekiya b'fnei atzma. Uskatem Terua. Tekiya b'fnei atzma. Shua b'fnei atzma. So you see, uskatem Shua means there's a tekiya and there's a Shua. They're separate. Oops. Yeah. Ata omer tekiya b'fnei atzma. Shua b'fnei atzma. We know tekiya Shua achazi. Maybe they're the same. Maybe Teruah and Tekiah are the same. R1. It's not clear. What does that mean, R1? What do you think that means? R1. Maybe Teruah and Tekiah are one? What?
One part of the mitzvah.
Counted. One counted as one. One part of the mitzvah. Okay. We'll see. There are two possible meanings. One of the meanings is it could mean are blown as one, like as in one blowing, as opposed to blowing them separately. Or it could mean they are identical.
In terms of?
They are one and the same thing. Sounds crazy, right?
Wait, can you repeat that last?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I guess I could. It's they're one and the same thing. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. You ask? So let's see. So the Rashi, this is Rashi. Rashi says it. Okay. It says Kia b'fnei atzma. The lo tema. This is Rashi by the Shagilin Hashash Shesh Kebab. Kia b'fnei atzma. The lo tema chadahi. Don't say that they're one. What does that mean? One. V'halchi kamar. Are you tokim teruah? What does it mean, usekatem trua? Token is the verb for blowing. Usekatem trua, it would mean you shall blow a terua. Right? Right? Rather, elohavikam, usekatem tekiya vachreha iriya trua. So the question is, usekatem trua, does that mean tekiya trua? Usekatem, blow a tekiya. Terua, blow a trua. Two separate things. Or does it mean, usekatem trua, you shall blow a terua? Which is one thing, blow a trua. Is tekatem referring to the noun, the thing which you're producing? Skatem, tekiah? Or is it just the verb of blowing a truah? Okay? So the Gemara is saying tekiah v'nasa, truah v'nasa means they're two different things. It says, oh, how do you know? Maybe they're one thing. Maybe it's one thing. Maybe they're one thing. All the mitzvah is blow a truah. Blow a truah, that's it. How do you know what it means to blow tekiah and truah? So the Gemara says, back to the Gemara. Kishu omer v'hakil esam tiskehu velosariyu. So it says, when you gather the people, you shall do a tekiah and not teruah. So have omer tekiah v'natz, teruah v'natzma. So you see, apparently, other times you do tekiah and teruah. And it says, oh, when you gather the people, you only do tekiah and not teruah. Right, so you see, apparently they're separate. Apparently they're two different things. It's not just one thing called teruah, which is called blowing it. Rather, they're two separate sounds. There's a sound of tekiah, the sound of teruah. Sometimes you do them both, sometimes you do one. Okay, is there further Rashi here? Yeah, top. Wait, where did I have Rashi here? Oh, that's just coming. Okay. Oh, right. So, Rashi, Oino Ela, Achasi, Valchikam, I took him through, because you're on a Tisku Velosari, and Mechal de Masos, Tisku Vitoriu Kamar. So apparently, when they're traveling, you do both. It's true, a low Karilo Tkia. And you see that it doesn't call through a Tkia. Ariel Karf Tkia, if an answer. So you see that a Tiskeru Velosari, what is Tisku Velosari? You should blow a Tkia, not a Trua. But if the term Tkia sometimes refers to Trua, Skatam Trua means blowing a Trua, then you shouldn't say Tisku Velosari, because Tisku could mean Trua also. So apparently they're two different things. Okay? So again, the Amin of the Gemara here is that the Teruah and Tekiah is one thing. All there is Teruah, and when it says below it, it just means Tekiah. Tisku, below it, means just below it. It doesn't mean it's a Tekiah. It's teaching you now. They're two different sounds, Tekiah and Teruah. Okay, fine. So the Gemara continues. Okay. So, how do you know you have a pshuta before the tkia? Before the trua? Tam lo was katem trua. Who said first tkia then trua? Uminayim shem pshuta l'acharei tam trua yisku. Then tkia. Okay. Fine. So that's basically saying. So basically the Gemara is saying here, again, you have a hamin maskana in this Gemara, at least the way Rashi is learning this Gemara, is the Hamina is that Teruah and Tekiah are really just the mitzvahs to blow Teruah. There's no other mitzvah, just Teruah. Teruah and Tekiah are the same thing, so to speak. Teruah is referring to the sound, and Tekiah is referring to the action that you're blowing, but it's really one and the same thing. It's not as only one sound, you know, but the action of blowing it is called Token, blowing. Vashwan, no, they're two different things. You got them Teruah means you blow Tekiah and then you blow Teruah. Two different things. Okay? Fine. That's this Gemara. Now the Ramban. Just give me a second. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara is in the Ramban. The Ramban on Rosh Hashanah learns this differently. Okay? So the Ramban. It says, because the Gemara says, or maybe Teruah and Tekiah are one. Right? What does that mean, maybe a Teruah and Tekiah are one? So again, Rashi learned maybe means they're one and the same sound. The Ramban says, maybe it's one mitzvah. V'tzarech l'skoa u'lahariya b'neshima achas. Shelo yeh ben tekiah l'teruah v'lo klum. So it would mean that they're one. It would mean they're one mitzvah, and therefore you have to blow them in one breath without any breathing or any breaks at all in between them. That's what the Gemara is asking. Tekiah then Teruah, maybe it means Tekiah and Teruah together. Maybe it's one big unit. Right? But you see that since it says when they gather the people, you do Tekiah and not Teruah. So apparently you see that they're really separate. Because you see sometimes you only do one of them. So apparently they're separate sounds. So when they're traveling, you do Tekiah, then Teruah, then Tekiah. Three separate things. And when they're gathering, you only do Tekiah. Right? But if you were to say that it's one continuous sound, so then he says, well, then it would be hard to say that on normally you only do half the sound. You know, when you gather, you only do one, you know, part of the sound. Oh, the Isa Gadaita Charu, because if you were to say that it was all one long continuous sound, Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah is one continuous sound, Amar Rahmana Palga the Mitzvah Avid Upaga Los Avid? What Torah is telling you, do half of the sound? Half of the Mitzvah? If it's three sounds, I understand. The Torah is saying is when you gather the people, only do one of the three. But if it's one long continuous sound, then you can tell me, is that now it's telling you to do half of the Mitzvah? Half of the sound? What's half of the sound? Okay. So that's the way the Ramban explains it. Not that the Gemara thought that it's actually Tekiah and Teruah Achas means it's one and the same sound. It's just a Teruah. Rather, no, of course there are different sounds, Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. But is it continuous, one mitzvah, or is it three separate mitzvahs? Okay. V'hachi yiso b'perek ha'chalim. And this is the way the Gemara, it's clear, that this is what it means, Teruah Achasi, from perek ha'chalil. Namely, the Gemara, which perhaps you looked at it in Sukkah. We'll see. Okay. V'rashi pirish Tekiah b'fnei atzma. V'lo timachadu v'ahu tokim Teruah. So he says, Rashi explains differently. He learns that it means, like we said, that it's one and the same sound. V'timhani olav zalan, it's a big question on him. He doesn't spell out what his question is, but the footnote says, I'm not sure who wrote the footnote, But he wants to say that the Gemara in Sukkah really sounds to be, because in Sukkah there's almost a parallel Gemara, and it sounds exactly like the Ramban and not like Rashi. So it's like difficult for Rashi to learn the Gemara this way, where the Gemara there is pretty explicit. Okay? So, in fact, the footnote also notices that Rashi and the Gemara over there explains it like the Ramban.
Right.
You notice that?
Yeah.
So he's bothered by that. Okay, so maybe at some point we could come and try to rescue Rashi from this problem. But we're not ready for that yet. Okay, the point is though, so the Ramban, though, what we could glean from here is according to the Ramban, the question is Teruah and Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, one breath, one blowing, one mitzvah, or are they three separate mitzvahs, three separate breaths? Right, that's the Gemara's Havmina Maskana. No matter Havmina, I would think that they're one blowing, Kamashmon teaches you another three separate ones. Okay? Fine. And that's then he says that's what's going on in the Gemara in Sukkah, which we're about to get to. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look. So now the Mishnah says the Mishnah in Sukkah. So it's saying is in the Mikdash they used to blow different tekiahs at different times. Okay, when they opened the gates and they blew the whatever. There were different times they were in the Mikdash. It's not really relevant, but they blew the shofar at various times in the Mikdash every day. Okay? So it says Ein Pochzim me esrim v'achas tekiahs v'mikdash v'ein mosif an la'arba mishmanav. So how many blow tekiahs do they blow daily in the Mikdash? Not less than 21 blowings and not more than 48 blowings. Okay, between 21 and 48. Okay, it says every Yuchal Yom they would be 21. Okay, three of them when they open the gates, nine for the Tamei Shel Shachar, nine for the Tamei Shel Bein Arbaim. Okay, and so on and so forth. Okay, guess with my extra ones on Erev Shabbos, whatever it is. But the point is, in the Mikdash there's a certain between 21 and 48. Okay?
It's not including the Rosh Hashanah and Tekiah Shofar.
No. Good question, but no, apparently not. Okay, Rashi. B'chol yom, in the first vessel, p'shut al fanel, p'shut al achareha, v'chur b'am tzachash v'lay klas. So Tekiah Shofar, Tekiah is a council story. Okay, so now the Gemara says, let's jump to the Gemara. It says, V'asnit n'lok Rabbi Yehuda, d'tanya Rabbi Yehuda, omar poches le'yib chos mesheva, v'amosef le'yosef al shesh esrei. So it says it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't have, you never have less than 7, nor more than 16. All right? Divided by 3. Right? Because it was 21 to 48. 21 divided by 3 is 7. 48 divided by 3 is 16. So he's the same thing, it's just that he's dividing it by 3. B'maikam efagi. Right? Well, what are they arguing about? Is there, what's the substance of the mahlukas here? What's, how are you counting? Are they going more? Or what's going on? So Mar says, when you review us of our tekiah, truah, tekiah, achasi. Tekiah, truah, tekiah counts as one. They're one thing. So therefore, it's going to be divided by 3. But Rabban Savri, tekiah, truah, tekiah, truah, they're separate. So since they're separate, so that will count for the discrepancy. Because if you count tekiah, truah, tekiah as one, so then you're going to have 7. If you count it as 3, you're going to have 21. And the same thing with 16 and 48. Okay? Rashi. Achasi mitzvah achasein. V'chad achashul hu. So what does it mean they're one? It means they're one mitzvah. Or they're one mitzvah, and you count it as one. Now, from here, so far, it's not clear whether Rashi means that it's one sound, or they're actually, like, is it just da-da-da-da-da-da, or no, it's what we blow, it's just that you count it as one. Right? Three sounds, you just count it as one. It's not clear. Right? It sounds like it's just you're counting it as one. There you
go. What's the other way?
The other way is that, like the Havmina and the Gemara, like Rashi explained the Havmina and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which is that you're only blowing Teruah. You're not blowing Tekiahs. You're just blowing.
So he actually learns that there's no such thing as like a.
Yeah, right. That was how we learned the Havmina in. That's how we learned the Havmina in Rosh Hashanah. Oh, Eino Ela Achas. Achasi, what did it mean? The way he explained there, the one says, oh, maybe they're only one. I know Achas. And he explained that means that really all there is Teruah. Right? So you could say over here also, that's what he means. Really only there's Teruah.
Didn't Rashi say Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah? So how does that, like.
Where?
In this, the Rashi you just read, no?
Achasi?
Yeah.
Mitzvah Achasin. The one mitzvah, the Chad Achashav.
Okay.
I mean, you could say it sounds like. I mean, you'll see. He does say that. I mean, he does say that. He doesn't. He's not consistent with the way he explained it over there. But Achasein is the same wash, same language, Achasein. But here he, you'll see from further, it becomes clear that he learns, he definitely learns there are three separate sounds. It's just a question of how you're counting. Okay, that's what this footnote is asking, is why is Rashi changing?
Isn't it different like a different machokas or a different context? Like he's coming to.
Yeah, it could be a different context. I mean, we'll see. Okay. So it says. So what's the right time of the Rabbi Yehuda? So why is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Let's pronounce. Assume it means you're just counting it as definitely blowing all three. Of course, is he counting it as one or counting it as three? So right time of the Rabbi Yehuda. Amarko uskatim chua. Right, uskatim chua. You blow a teruah. Amot kiyachuachas. You see that one thing. Right. Uskatim chua. For Rabbanon, who lipshut lofanav pshut lacharodasa. They learn uskatim chua doesn't mean that they're one thing, but it means that you, no, they're separate, but you're blowing a tequila before and you're blowing a tequila afterwards. Right? Which are separate things. Right? Which is like, this is kind of very similar to what the Gemara over there was saying. Right? The Rabbanon, so why don't the Rabbanon say that? Why the Rabbanon say, how do the Rabbanon know that it's saying you blow tequila and then a chua? Maybe it really means it's one thing, tequila skatam chua. It says, on tisku velozuril. You should build tekiya natura. If you can say they're the same, Amar Rachmana paga the mitzvah of it, paga lo of it. So you're going to say do half the mitzvah? As if you can tell me it's one mitzvah, tekiya and chua are one mitzvah, they're just one entity. So then they tell me the Torah is saying do half an entity? And if they're separate entities, I understand. The Torah is telling me only do one of them. Sometimes you do three, sometimes you do one. But if they're really one entity, so then, what Torah is telling you, half an entity? Yeah. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, so what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say to that? Because Rabbi Yehuda learns this one entity, and yet, he says that when they gather the people, they only blow tekiah. But what do you mean? But they're one entity. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda, who le simna balmu? It's just a simon. It's just like a blowing, that tekiah is just to gather the people. It's not really a mitzvah. So since it's not really a mitzvah, it's the saying, you're like, you just do a tekiah. You don't have to do tekiah, true tekiah. It's just, it's not really a mitzvah, so it's not half a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's just the gathering of the people. It's a gathering call. It wasn't a technical mitzvah. He was saying, yeah, you gather the people. We just blow tekiah. So when you have a mitzvah, then it's an entity. Right? He says, Rabbanan simna hu brachman shavi mitzvah. He says, yeah, I agree with you, simen, but the Torah made that simen into a mitzvah. So it's a separate sound, which is into a mitzvah, so it's a separate mitzvah. Tekiah is a mitzvah, true is a mitzvah, tekiah is a mitzvah. Yeah, just because it's simen, it's a mitzvah. I'm sorry. It's not just a simen. You want to do a simen, you can do whatever you want. But it's a mitzvah. How do you gather the people? You can't just gather people any which way. You have to tell us how to do it. So apparently it's telling you to do tekiah. So apparently tekiah is an entity of mitzvah in its own right. You can't just say it's a simen. It's actually, you can't say it's a gathering call. It's a halachic gathering call. So you see it's halachic. So if you, Rabbi Yehuda, are telling me that tekiah and tekiah are one unit, so now how could it be that all of a sudden when it comes to this gathering of people, it tells you to do half a unit? It's not exactly clear what the strength of the question is. I mean, because look, the unit's one unit, but sometimes the Torah is telling you to do half of it. I mean, why is that so impossible, you know? It'd be nice if you understand that. But that's kind of his argument. Okay. Right. Fine. So now the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says, "Kaman azlahadam Rav Kahana, ein beit tekiya v'tshuva lo v'lokla." So who is this going like? Rav Kahana says, "There's nothing at all between the tekiya and the tshuva." Right. So who is that? Rav Yehuda. It's Rav Yehuda. Rashi. It's funny. Loklam sounds like what it sounds like. Loklam means. Sounds like zero.
Yeah.
Can't have any gap whatsoever between the tekiah and the tshuva, right? But Rashi says, Lo yamafsik b'neim elekadei neshima. You can't have a break between them except for a breath. You're allowed to breathe. Doesn't mean that they can in one breath. It just means you can't have anything more than the breath. Okay? The Ramban learned, remember, it's one neshima. The contributor is one breath. Right? The Ramban, he says the contributor is achas meant as one breath. The point to the Ramban and Rav Yehuda hold they have to actually do them in one breath. The point to Rashi says it means they have to be back to back, but you're allowed to breathe. Okay, so it says who is the one who holds that has to be one? Whether one, let's just first say for now, say one blowing. Whether that means in one breath or in three breaths, but you have the tiniest break in between, let's just call that one blowing. So who's the author who holds this statement which says that it has to be in one blowing? So it's Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi says Pshita. Of course it's Rabbi Yehuda. He's the one who says, Tekiyat Shofar, they count it as one. According to the Chachamim, they're separate. So why would you say that there can't be any break? Right? There can't be any break. It has to be a mamash one breath. The one who says one breath, if you count it as one, I understand that they have to be contiguous. But if you count it as three, then why should they be contiguous? So it says, even if you look close, obviously that's Rabbi Yehuda. So where it says, not with the tema filo rabban. I might think that that statement, which says there's no gap between the kintura, could even be the chav. Because the lafukim in the Rabbi Yochanan, dama shama tekiyos teshos b'yom yatsa. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that you could blow the tekiyos, the nine tekiyos could be all day long. You could spread them out, you could have gaps of hours in between them. So maybe you'd say is that with this in the Rabbanan had the statement, ein bein tekiyos teshos b'yom yatsa. They don't mean that it has to be mamish contiguous to the second, but they mean it can't be spread out over the entire day. Rather, it has to be pretty close. Pretty close technically means kidei ligmar skula. It means within the amount of time it takes to finish it. So maybe the statement of Eimei Tekiyot Shuv Lo Klum is not Rabbi Yehuda and saying that has to be contiguous. Maybe it's the Chachamim and saying is that you don't have all day long, but they have to be, you know, reasonably spaced. So it's teaching you, no, that's not true. That is Rabbi Yehuda. So where's that? How do you know? Maybe it is Rabbanan. So why are we saying it is Rabbi Yehuda? So it says Imkein Ma'iv Lo Klum. So when it says Velo Klum, there's no gap between them, it doesn't mean that there could be a gap of a few minutes, of the amount of time it takes to finish. Rather, it means there's no gap. So there's no gap, it has to be Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, there's no gap, it means it has to be Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so the punchline is, okay, one second. Let's see if there's any, yeah. Yeah, look, Kolmar, Masha, I feel a second wet, that's left. There's no half second. So it turns out the punchline is that according to the Rabbi Yehuda, when you blow tekiyah and shor tekiyah, they have to be no gap at all. Machlokas are showing them whether that means not even a breath or just a breath, but that's it. Okay, whereas the Chachamim say no, that you don't count them as one. They're three separate mitzvahs, so to speak, and therefore you can have a gap between them. Whatever the length of gap is, that's a different machlokas. Do you have all day long, or do you have a few minutes, whatever it is. Okay, but Rabbi Yehuda counts them as one and counts it as one mitzvah, you can't have gaps. The Chum count it as three, and they say you could have gaps. Right? And as sub-machlokas within Rabbi Yehuda, who counts it as one, and says you can't have gaps, machlokas Rashi and the Ramban is what's the length, no gaps, well, are you allowed to breathe? Right? It's basically the facts we have here. And here, I mean, the given here is the pasuk, right? Sukatem teruah. You shall blow, you shall tekiya teruah. So it's definitely telling you there's some sort of a relationship between them. According to Rebuta, it means they're one mitzvah. According to Chum, it means no, they're separate, but it's just to give before and to get afterwards. Right? That's just the facts, where they're getting their thing from. Oh, and his argument is the proof. So the Chum's argument is, because he says that when you gather the people, you see you do tekiyah alone. So you do tekiyah alone, obviously they're separate. Right? Obviously they're separate. We don't understand what that proof is. But the Behuda says, no, because that's a gathering call, it's okay. And Yishai says it right, is that according to the Ramban, the Machlokas Behuda and the Chachamim is the very Havmin Maskana in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, oh, maybe they were one of the same, or that maybe your Behuda is right, and so that Braisa in Rosh Hashanah is going is according to the Chachamim, according to the Ramban. According to Rashi, the two different discussions. Discussion in Sukkah is the question is it one or is it two? Is there gaps in between or no gaps in between? How you count them? I mean, in Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah, which sounded similar, but says, or maybe it's one, is not talking about maybe it's one, maybe there's no gaps, and then maybe all there is Teruah. And that's a Braisa, which everyone agrees with. Right, I mean, that's what you have to say, what he says. They sound similar, and it's using similar languages, but they mean totally, according to Rashi, they mean totally different things. So it's not a contradiction in Rashi, it's just they're two different Gemaras. And they sound similar because the Gemara is using the same terms. Is their achas or their whatever, same limudim, all that. But I mean, Rashi seems to be learning that. And it kind of makes it better, so you don't have to say that this the Braisa is not like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rashi, the price could be everybody, right? Because it's a different issue. According to Rabbi Ramban, you're going to have to say that that price, like Rabbi Marcel, you noticed, is that that the price is only going according to the Chacham, not Rabbi Yehuda. Which, like, you could say, but, you know. Okay, so here's the setup question. See, oftentimes in a Sfara, you have to know what's the question. What are they arguing about? Sometimes if you figure out the right question, then the Svaras could emerge easier. So, I say, what's the given here? The given is that you belong to Ruah. Torah is telling you belong to Ruah. It's Yom Ruah. But it says, Uskatam Ruah. The Ruah, you should have Tekiyahs on both sides of the Ruah, right? You should include in Tekiyah and Ruah. Somehow it's adding something, right? Not just blowing Ruah. Yom Ruah, yes. But Uskatam Ruah. Ruah Yisku. You should have Tekiyahs involved here. So the question is, what halachically is the Torah doing when it adds on these tekiyahs? What's the halachic role of these tekiyahs? Right, that's what they're arguing about. Right? And without giving what the svara is, that's what they're discussing, right? It's argument. To skatem druah. What does that mean? Right? What does that mean? And does it mean blank, which means it's one mitzvah and you can't have a break? Or does it mean the other blank? In which case it's two mitzvahs, three mitzvahs, and she's good at what we got. Right? But I think, hopefully we'll see if we get closer here, but sometimes it's important to just figure out just to give an outline of what are they arguing about, and now the svara is just filling the blanks, as opposed to just trying to, you know, some out there type of thing. Just define, halachically, what did the Torah do according to you, what did the Torah do according to the Chum? Something like this. This is something like you guys are saying. I'm not really sure. There's two different ways to formulate it. But one way is... I'll tell you the way I was thinking. It could be the way Matt's saying it. You could say it also that way. But what is the Torah doing? You have a mitzvah blow chua. Okay, a mitzvah blow chua. Okay. Is the Torah saying is... It's defining. What does it mean to blow a chua? A teruah, blowing a teruah means teruah is a sound, is a broken sound which emerges from a straight sound. That's how you blow a teruah. It's telling you what is, like what Matt is saying, it's telling you what is the definition of the called teruah. Or like Chaim says, one. It's telling you this is, what is a teruah? A teruah is a broken sound which is surrounded by straight sounds. That's what it means to blow a teruah. Blowing a teruah. The way you blow a teruah is you start off by blowing a straight sound, then you break it up, and then you make it straight. It's defining for you what the kol teruah is. Right? Defining what is the kol teruah? What is the kol of teruah, or what is the action of blowing a teruah? And why it could be just like what Yehuda was saying is because that's how the teruah exists. How are you saying? Because it's like a contrast to the straight sound. The natural action of blowing a chofar is a straight sound, and then you shake it up, and then you go straight again. Well, you can give different ideas why that would be what it's doing. But halacha, that's what it's doing. It's the Torah is defining for you to sekatem teruah. It's like a teruah is a type of a blowing. So you begin by blowing a blast. It's a type of a blast. You begin with the blast. You segue into shaky, and then you end with a blast. It's qualifying what does it mean. The maisa of the teruah includes tekiyahs on its ends. And if it's the maisa of teruah includes tekiyahs on its ends, they can't have a gap. It's one action of blowing a teruah. Okay? Or like what Matt's saying, it's one sound of a teruah, which includes them both. Okay, I'm not sure if I want to say one action or one sound. They're kind of they're similar. I don't know, they could be the action that's producing a sound, so I don't know if they're really different. But it's qualifying the maisa teruah. A maisa teruah incorporates the kiyas on his end. Okay? But you could say no. It's not qualifying the maisa teruah. The maisa teruah is maisa teruah. It's going to. But it's qualifying your chiyav. The chiyav of, you have a chiyav of blowing a teruah. But the chiyav includes a tekiyah lefneu lachra. Teruah, the maisa teruah is maisa teruah. But there's a chiyav, the chiyav to blow a teruah is not a chiyav of teruah in isolation. But it's mechayev you to blow a teruah which is surrounded by tekiyahs. Okay? So, but Trua and Tekiah are separate things. Not, if it's not redefining what Trua means, so Trua means Trua. And the Torah is mechayev you to blow your Trua together with Tekiah. It's fine, so blow Tekiah, Trua, Tekiah. It doesn't mean there can't be a gap. It's mechayev me to blow it, pshitol fanei alachara. Right? It's a, the chiyav is not just the chiyav of Tekiah, of Trua, but it's a chiyav of Tekiah, Trua, Tekiah. So chiyav, the chiyav includes, brings into play two additional sounds. Tekiah and Trua, Tekiah and Tekiah. So, but then there's no halacha that has, that there's no gap. And also, that's why the question of one or three, because if it's telling you, what does it mean to blow a Trua? How do you blow a Trua? You blow a Trua by Tekiah, Trua, Tekiah. So then you only count it as one, because it's a Trua. It's one thing, it's one Trua. The Torah is just telling you how you blow a Trua. But if you say, it's saying is that Trua is a Trua, but the Trua is Mechai of you in blowing a Tekiah before and Tekiah afterwards, but it's three separate sounds and counting, and they're three separate things. In a nutshell, is a skatam trua, is that Tekiah is defining the Maisa trua, or is it defining the Chiyav of Truas? Define the Maisa trua is one Maisa. If it's defining the Chiyav, so then it's Mechayev other things, but they're separate colors. Yes, so Yehuda says it's good to Raya. Kad? Okay? So that's why it's Rabban's Raya, is that you, Rav Yehuda, you're telling me, Rav Yehuda is holding Tekiah doesn't really, it's not a sound in its own right. Really, all Tekiah is, the Torah is doing by Tekiah, is it telling you how you blow a Trua. So the Tekiah is really a part A of Trua. It's the lead-in, it's part of the Maisa Trua. So now you're going to say, oh, but when they gather people, do Tekiah but not Trua. What do you mean do Tekiah? There's no such thing as Tekiah. Tekiah isn't a sound in its own right. Tekiah is just the lead-in, it's half of the Trua. So what do you mean do Tekiah and not Trua? It's not an entity. According to the Chachamim, who say that there's this mitzvah of Trua, and the mitzvah of Trua is mechayev you in two tekiahs. You say, oh, but when you gather the camps, you're only chayev to do two tekiah. Fine, that's a problem. The chayev, there's two different chayev, because there's chayev just that, the different chayev. The chayev of Rosh Hashanah is the tekiah comes along with the chayev of Truas, and the chayev of the Mamachanos is just separate chayev tekiah. But if you say that the whole identity of the tekiah is not really an independent thing, it's really just the intro of the Trua, so then to say, oh, but when you gather the camps, then do tekiah, not a Trua. And by the way, it's a little bit, because you could still say, okay, fine, that's Rosh Hashanah, and that's the camp. So on Rosh Hashanah, it's the lead, you know, on Rosh Hashanah, it's the lead-in, but on the camps, it's the mitzvah, right? You could argue that. But it's not so simple, because the pasuk uskatam trua is really by the camps. Okay? It's the pasuk there is by the camps. Isku, uskatam trua, although those pasukim are really by the camps, I think. But they're by the camps, and says when you travel, then you do skatam trua, then you do tekiah trua tekiah, and when you get rest, then it's just tekiah. So it's in the very same context. So skatam trua, if you can tell me skatam trua means that the tekiah is really just a part of the trua, and then it says, oh, but when you gather tisku velosari, oh, that's a separate sound of tekiah apart from trua. That's hard to say. It's hard to say that it's in the very same. It's like back to back pesukim. That's what Rav Yehuda answers back. I mean, Chaim saying Rav Yehuda answers back. He says, yeah. See, when there's a mitzvah of tekiah, so the mitzvah identity of tekiah doesn't exist as an independent entity of mitzvah. It's really just a segue. But it says when you're gathering the camps, it's just saying, make a loud noise. It's not really a halachic entity. It's not a mitzvah. Just say, make a loud noise.
I mean, you could even say it's a mitzvah at the time. I'm just saying, it just says, make a blast.
Right. Well, he's saying it's not even a mitzvah. He's saying it's not a mitzvah. Apparently, he agrees if it were a mitzvah, then you have to have the mitzvah has to grab hold of a halachic entity, and if you say it has no halachic existence.
I'm just saying what Rashi's saying.
What Rashi's saying, he's saying. He's saying it's not even a mitzvah. He's saying it's not even a mitzvah, it's just the din of making a blast. If it were a mitzvah, apparently Rashi's saying, or Rav Yehuda would agree, that once it's a mitzvah, if it doesn't exist as an entity of mitzvah, so then it's hard to say now do a mitzvah of blowing a tekiah. So there's no entity like that. It's really just part of a Shoah. But he's saying, yes, since this isn't a mitzvah, the mitzvah really, tekiah, is no independent existence. But then he says, oh, but when you want to gather the people, take a Shoah, take a tekiah, and just make a blast, make a noise. Right? Just make a noise. But the Rabbanans say, yeah, I mean, it's true. It's just they gather the people making noise, but the Torah is telling you how to do it. So it's not just, I mean, it's true, it's in order to gather the people, but the Torah made it into a mitzvah. So once it made it into a mitzvah, apparently you see tekiah as a mitzvah. So apparently, so how are you going to say that? It's really just a part of a trua if you see it's into a mitzvah. It's hard to see what the Rebbe is going to argue. I mean, he's saying, is it just a simon? Means it's not a, it's just it's not even a halacha? Not really sure. It sounds like, I mean, I'm not sure, you can look into it more, but it sounds like Rebbe is saying it's not really a mitzvah. It's just an idea, gathering the people. And once you have a shofar, what do we have now? So according to the Chachamim, according to Rebbe Yehuda, it's one mitzvah, right? One mitzvah. So now the question is could you have a gap or not? Could you have a gap? Right? Could you have a breathing gap? It's one, it's qualifying the action of blowing it, right? Which says, could you have a breathing gap or can I have a breathing gap?
That's one mitzvah. Is breathing considered a gap?
Right, that's the question. But we'll listen as far. Right, let's leave this for tomorrow. I want to leave you with another question. Okay, that's one question I like to do. What's the machlokas about whether or not you consider breathing a gap or not? And then, according to the Chachamim, if you remember the Gemara said, we do Tashrat. Right? Tashrat. Tekiya Shorim Tshuva Tekiya, right? So why? So it says, Rabbi Levo was worried, maybe the mitzvah is Tashrat. Maybe the mitzvah is Tashrat. So, and maybe it's Tarat. So this way, by doing Tashrat, you have Tekiya Shorim Tekiya, and you have Tekiya Tshuva Tekiya. So you have them both. Right? You have them both. So the question of the Gemara says, yeah, but hold on a second. If the mitzvah is shvarim, so you don't have tekiya shvarim tekiya, you have a break, you have a hefsek in between, of a truah, an alien truah in the middle there. Alright? So therefore that's not going to be good. Alright? You have a hefsek, as the Gemara said. So it says, oh, you're right, so it must be he does tashat also, tekiya shvarim tekiya, without the hefsek. So it says, oh yeah, but then even with tarat, you have the same problem. So it says, oh no, he does tekiya truah tekiya also. So it says, oh, so then what are you doing tashat for? So it says, oh no, he really was in doubt. Maybe the mitzvah is both Shvarim and Shruah. So therefore we have to do all three, right? But the Rishonim ask a big question. Is that, well, let's say the mitzvah was just Tekiya Shvarim Shruah. Tekiya Shvarim Tekiya. So now what you're saying is, oh, but there's a hafzik in between, right? There's a hafzik of a Shruah in between. There's a break. The Shruah is in between. It's going to break up the Tekiya Shvarim Tekiya. So they ask, what do you mean hafzik? We hold that there's no problem with hafzik. We don't like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold that hafzik isn't a problem. We hold, for instance, you can hear tekiyas all day long. You have all day long to hear the tekiyas. So what's the Gemara saying is we're worried about a hafzik. Who cares about a hafzik? I understand if it was Rabbi Yehuda, then you got problems. But we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, we hold the chachamim. So what's the problem? Alright? Right, but in shofar we hold like a Yochanan, and they have all day long. Okay, they have all day long. So the idea of hafzik is they have all day long. There's all day long. You wait all day long. It's not hafzik. The chachila it is, but whatever. But it still works.
Oh, is that between?
Wow. The hafzik would be if the mitzvah were tekiya shvarim tekiya, and you do tekiya shvarim trua tekiya.
Oh.
So now you have a trua in the middle of your between your shvarim and your tekiya.
What's this thing about not talking?
So then, what?
So therefore, if you hold the mitzvah, this might be the mitzvah is tashat,
right.
Therefore we blow tashat independently. We can't just rely. If there's no hefsek problem, here's the point. If there's no hefsek problem, just blow tashrat three times. Tashrat three times. Tekiya shvarim tshuva tekiya. Because if it's tashrat, you're doing it. If it's tashat, you're also doing it. Now there's a hefsek of tshuva, who cares? Hefsek doesn't count. And if it's tarat, then you're also doing it. And you have a shvarim, who cares? Hefsek doesn't count. So why do we have to do all of them to get all the positions? Just do Tashrat and you have everything. Right? And have in mind, if the mitzvah is Tashrat, I got it. If the mitzvah is Tarat, then the Shorim is nothing. If the mitzvah is Tashrat, then the True is nothing. Right? So the answer they give, two answers. Rabbeinu Tam says, you're right. Really, you're right. In Chanami, it wouldn't be Afsak. But the only thing is that since we're like Rav Haigon, we're trying since we're trying to be Yotze all the different positions, so we want to even play it safe, even like Rav Yehuda. Even to cover our bases and protect ourselves and say that we'll even be Yotze contra Rav Yehuda. Okay, I guess his Rav Yehuda didn't have breathing gaps.
Strange,
yes, it is strange, but he bases on Rav Haigon, which we didn't do yet, but maybe we'll get
it. The one you said outside?
What?
The thing you said outside.
Yeah, the thing is outside. It's not exactly clear how it's related to Rav Haigon, so you can look at it.
But Rav Haigon would be Yotze anyway.
I know. That's what's tricky. I know. It's not clear what he means. But that's what he says. Okay? Yeah. That's one answer. The other answer, the Ramban's answer, is that there's no hefsek problem, but there's a seder problem. Okay? There's an order. The order of the sounds is tekiya shvarim tekiya. So it's true, you can play baseball in between the shmarm and the tekiah, but don't blow another sound in between. Now your order is not right. Now your order is tashrat. Right? You'll say, what is a trua? He says, yeah, well, you're blowing a sound for a mitzvah. So it's not just like an alien thing. It messes up your order. Right? Or another way to look at it is, let's say about tekiah, shvarim, shvarim, tekiah. Okay? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that would be fine. Because there's no hafsek. Who cares if it's a shvarim? Just ignore one of the shvarims. Tekiah, shvarim, tekiah. Ignore one of them. It's not hafsek. According to Ramban, he says, what do you mean? Now your order is messed up. Your order is supposed to be tekiah, shvarim, tekiah, not tekiah, shvarim, tekiah.
Yeah, but I'm saying if a true is not the real
sound. I know. That's a good question. I know. That's if it's tekiah, shvarim, tekiah, yeah, that's one thing, but I know. Good question. How does that can be hafsek? That's why he kind of addresses that by saying it's like tekiah shel mitzvah. You know, like you're blowing it for the purpose of mitzvah. So let's do that. Let's see if we can try that for tomorrow also. So the place you'll find that is in the Ran brings it down. He brings them both down. The Ran is in, it's on Yodom Avez.
So who came up, who had the first thing again? It said cover all bases?
Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, it's on page 20, Yerum Abayis. It's the third to last skinny line, the Im Tomar. I mean, you can basically start from the beginning of the paragraph. Maska Flora Rav Avira. Yeah, Maska Flora Rav Avira. And, yeah, till Haramban Zal. To like, you'll see, it's like 10 lines of the white line. Zal.
You said 20 or a cuff?